Hello everyone and welcome to another Practice Focus. This month we're going to be talking about properly presenting treatment for maximum effectiveness. Now, I got to tell you, this is the main event. This month we are focusing on actually selling of the treatment where the rubber meets the road, and let me assure you, this involves every single person in the practice. Every single person. Not just the one asking for the money. Not just the one checking the patient out, not just the doctor, not just the treatment coordinator. Every team member must be strong on this, even if you don't do it on a daily basis or even hourly basis, patient-by-patient basis. The psychology of treatment discussion is the point. I will make it very simple for you so you can begin to refine and perfect your approach. And remember, practice, practice, practice. And do not shy away from any opportunities to dive in and present treatment to patients. Now, there are five basic steps to make this very easy in presenting the treatment to the patient. First, you want to go back and illustrate the problems by utilizing the pictures. No matter what facet of treatment presentation you're in, it's always good and most effective to use this visual representation of the problems to present the treatments to the patient. Literally having a picture in front of them and circling or highlighting or taking magic marker, okay, to the x-ray, to the photograph, to the smile picture, to the interoral problem area shoots, okay, it doesn't matter. You want to make sure that you're utilizing the pictures to relay the treatment to the patient before you start talking about money. Second step is to engage the patient with questions about the treatment, about the pictures they're looking at. So whether you're a hygienist, assistant, or doctor, when you engage a patient with a diagnostic problem, you're going to ask a question to the patient about the picture they're seeing so that they can take ownership and make it their own and really take responsibility for the fact that this is their mouth. The third thing you're doing is you're then explaining either the benefits of actions or consequence of inaction to the patient about the outcome of their decision. So, for example, you would have a missing tooth. The patient knows the tooth is missing, but you show the picture of the missing tooth. You show what's happening to the atrophy of their bone or the swelling of their gum or the movement of their other teeth, whatever it is, you show them the picture. Then you would ask them to say, now, you see, you're missing a tooth. Obviously, we both know that. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what the long-term health implications are of you keeping it just like this? Now, of course, the patient isn't going to know, but they will. You will say, well, then, would you like to know? Of course, they're not going to say no. They're going to say yes. Now, you then explain to the patient, well, let me tell you something. If we fix this right now, we can put permanent tooth back in this hole right here with the implant. If we do that, then let me tell you how it's going to affect you positively. If, on the other hand, we were to not do anything, okay, then this is the consequence you will face. That is the way to illustrate the patient so that it makes it real for them. It makes it very, very real. Now, you can sit down together right now and talk to each other and be honest about if your doctors are doing that or if they're just reading off ridiculous numbers, talking clinical mumbo-jumbo, and pushing stuff into the treatment plans by way of the clinical person typing in the computer system. Or if you're really making it personal and engaging the treatment with the patient. It's their treatment, after all, not your treatment, their treatment. So if you want to do it right, you're going to make it something that they can understand and be a part of, not that you're just doing it for your own benefit because you're reading off clinical, scribing. Now, the fourth piece of the puzzle is the very easiest piece. It's the most powerful piece. It is the one that should become habit and second nature, and that is asking the patient what they would like to see happen based on their goals and objectives for their own health and their life. So now, you can do this in a few ways. You can literally say, well, now that we've established this, tell me what you'd like to see happen. Or you can say, well, let me ask you a question. Now that you know the benefits that you will receive by fixing this, what would you like to do about it? You let the patient basically verbalize their commitment, willingness, interest, validation of their treatment that they will now invest in. When you do it in this way, you've now separated the money and insurance mindset from the patient, and you've moved it to an optimal health benefit consequence outcome-driven, okay, mentality for the patient. You've guided them to the right and appropriate response. Then and only then, the doctor or whoever would move to outlining what I call the pathway to health, pathway to a perfect smile, pathway to straighter teeth, pathway to healthy sleep or no more snoring, okay? Pathway to whatever, insert whatever. That is the treatment plan. But most people rush to this. Some people, they do a good job with the pictures, but then they rush to, here's the diagnosis. Okay? Some people do a terrible job with the pictures, but they at least ask the patient questions, but then they rush to the diagnosis. Okay? Some people pick and choose 1 through 5. Most of the time, you miss all of it. Patient sits in the chair, doctor comes in, we small talk the whole time, and then we say, they need this on this number, that number, this number, this number, whatever. So it's all clinical talk directed to the clinical person or the computer, not to the patient, and not dialogue, two-way street, real conversation. Okay? So one more time. Number one, pictures illustrate your problems. Number two, engage the patient with questions to make it their own, make it real to them. Number three, go through the benefits or consequences of action or inaction that they're going to receive from taking care of the things that you've just established. Number four, ask the patient what they would like to see happen. That makes them verbalize their goals and their decision. Number five, go through the pathway to health or the treatment plan by talking through it in chunks and stages of what not the details of it all, but basically patient language, how you're going to get from where you are today to where you've decided to go, in so many words. Now, there are four types of treatment presentations. First, you have to existing patients, hygiene patients, restorative patients. Second, you have to emergency patients. Now, I place these two together because they're more similar than you may realize. You have three different paths you can choose with each of these, existing and emergency. First, you can tell them all the treatment they need. Second, you can diagnose back into a conference exam. The most overlooked strategy of all time is taking an existing patient and re-engaging them in treatment that they know they need and then saying, that, you know, I tell you what, why don't we do this? It's been a while. Since you're interested, since you understand the severity of this, let's bring you in next week to spend some undivided attention time with our doctor and go to a conference exam. That way we can come up with a very fresh, real perspective of your mouth and what's going on today, and we can come up with the good decisions on how to move forward together as a team. Okay? Big thing here. The third thing you can do with these two types of patients, or you can initiate a next step. And then you can set expectations that we're going to be going over a more comprehensive, holistic picture of your mouth and the future choices that you have next time you come in. Once again, you can tell them everything. You can diagnose back into a comprehensive exam, or you can initiate a next step treatment, next step procedure, next step tooth, and you can broaden that into the next visit where you set expectations for a more in-depth discussion. Now, this is because with emergency patients, you have not yet established trust, probably credibility or proper positioning, okay, and you haven't had a chance to really educate them in a comprehensive way. Existing patient, hygiene patient, restorative patient, who can also sometimes become emergency patients, these people, you have trust, but you also have familiarity and complacency, so you need to make treatment fresh and new again. Remember, the key is, okay, to engage the patients with the photographs. Now, you have the other two types of comprehensive or treatment plans are brand new comprehensive exam patients and presenting treatment same day. And then we have number four section, is full-scale treatment conferences, or what I would call the sit-down presentation. These are also similar, though the full-scale treatment conferences can be done with any patient, not just new patients. And really, they should be done as often as you can. You have similar options on new patients also. And it's very important not to lump every new patient into a cookie-cutter approach and a process instead of customize the next steps for each patient based on the initial five-part process and experience you took them through in the clinical part of the patient engagement. Now, before we move to presenting money, for any person presenting money, For any person presenting money, it's important that you do the following. Number one, you always resell the problem. You go back to showing the pictures, like I mentioned at the beginning of the training. Number two, you restate the goals. You explain what they said they wanted. Now, if you circle back to last month, you understand why the triangle of trust is so important, because we're capturing the patient saying every step of the way so that that part is never lost. Number three, you walk through the pathway to health, the treatment plan, generally speaking. What you do not do, so important to not talk about insurance, to not talk about money, to not break down steps in the treatment, or to show the itemization of the treatment plan. Okay? As long as you don't do those four things, you then move to the next step where you state the total investment for the entire pathway to health. And then if and only if you are accepting insurance, you would excitedly state the insurance contribution as a huge benefit, a surprise, a bonus, a coupon that they can use to deduct off the total investment that's their responsibility. You then continue on to their portion of the treatment investment. Offer the practice discount, whatever you all have agreed to, for the full payment, and then ask how they would like to take care of it. From there, you follow several steps of breaking down the money, not the treatment, and helping the patient be able to accomplish their goals by making the money affordable and helping them budget if that's what's necessary. You should finish with either the full investment secured or, at the very least, a deposit towards the treatment that is being scheduled in a financial plan for the remaining portion of the treatment that is then secured by a single credit card form or post-dated checks and then appointments scheduled to match. If and only if you can't come to a conclusion on the full financial investment, you would then phase out the treatment plan and begin the conversation again on phase one after asking the patient how much they would be in the position to invest at this time to move forward with their goals. This takes practice, but it is not hard to do, not hard at all, which when you approach it from the reality that you are helping the patient achieve something they want, not something you are trying to sell to them. Dramatic difference and so much easier. It will work. Trust me, it works for everyone else. Now, I want you to practice and make sure you are trying together last month's focus and this one, completing your patient experience. Again, you combine, collaborate last month to this month. They go hand in hand, okay, pitcher and the catcher, a battery, 1-2 punch. Next month, we're going to cover powerful objections. I'm going to teach you the proper way to overcome all objections. Now, the good news, we can see how you are doing by going back and looking at your acceptance and your collections on scheduled treatments. Here's where people mess up. They default to the lowest common denominator. They do not get a deposit. They don't put the responsibility back on the patient. They focus too much on insurance or letting the patient focus on insurance. They don't keep their presentations on track. Sometimes the doctors give too many options or they don't go with the full mouth big picture perspective. Above all else, not scheduling at least quadrant and ideally bundle treatment based on the treatment plans that you're presenting are all ways that you can sabotage yourself. Now, there's a lot of stuff here, even though we're talking about very small windows of time within the patient experience. Remember, we covered the actual engagement of getting the clinical yes and setting up the financial discussion with the five steps. Then we went into the four different types of treatment presentation based on the type of patient that you're dealing with. And for each of those things, I gave you three different choices, okay? Three different choices of how to present. And then I also walked you through the proper lay down of the treatment plan to the patient by following the three core elements of reselling the problem to the pictures, restating the goals to the patient's words that they've already used before, and then walking through the pathway of health and moving into the investment discussion very, very seamlessly. There's some organized activities here for you to go through. It's very important that you role play and practice. It's also important that you take an honest assessment, which is what I'm asking you to do, of what your values per patient are. What are your real outcomes? When you present X in hygiene, what is the Y that you get? When you get the Y, what is the Z that you schedule? When you get the Z schedule, what is the amount that you collect? What we are looking for is emergency patient, new patient, hygiene patient, restorative, expansive, a treatment plan of knowing exactly what your metrics are for every single team member, for the practice as a whole. Here's what you want to achieve. You want to achieve total presentations of all the treatment. You want to achieve as large of case acceptance on that presented treatment. You want to achieve as much money secured as possible on the accepted treatment. Scheduling the treatment comes after we have secured the money. Don't miss the biggest, most important breakthrough of your lifetimes, that you move money ahead of scheduling. That's how you prevent just getting tiny deposits. That's how you prevent breaking down your appointment visits into tiny little elements. That's how you prevent everything from getting the patient out of control to securing the largest treatment possible, and then collecting the largest amount of money possible, and then taking that and anchoring as large of procedural appointments in your schedule for your value-based scheduling, and we come full circle to what we talked about maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Good luck. You're going to do great. Do your homework, please. I can't help without the feedback. Very important for me to receive the materials from you, from this month's exercise and your activity together. Go get them.